Father, we thank you for today. And I pray, Father God, that your Holy Spirit would just come and minister to each one of us in a special way, Father God. Especially those that are ill and those that are not here, Lord, that you bless them also, Lord, with your healing power. So, Father, I thank you for this time. I thank you for your faithful people. And I thank you, Father God, for the word you gave me to give to them. So I commit it into your hands in the precious name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. You seated? A little bit about last week, about a sermon started at a certain Sabbath day in Capernaum. Jesus entered the synagogue and spent the morning preaching a powerful sermon, calling people to repentance and faith. And then he was confronted by an evil spirit who recognized Jesus as the Holy One of God. Jesus healed the man of evil spirit. To the amazement of the people, I don't know about you, but I would say that teaching in the synagogue, exercising an evil spirit and leaving the crowds amazed was quite a good morning work. And I can just imagine that Jesus just wanted to go somewhere after that and relax, right? Yeah. As soon as they left, Jesus and a few disciples left the synagogue. They went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. When they arrived, there was a problem and no rest for Jesus. They found that Simon's mother-in-law in bed with a fever. So they told Jesus about her. And what did Jesus do? Or what did he say? He had a very long day preaching and doing ministry. He didn't say, "So don't bother me." No, he said he had compassion. Jesus went to her, took her in hand, and helped her up. Let's stop there for a moment and see what this little account means for us. There are many times when the loved one is sick, maybe just a cold or a flu, like what's going on today. Sadly, because it is not a big deal, we do not pray. Why not? Because we don't want to bother Jesus. Is that an interesting response? That we don't want to bother Jesus with that prayer? Even the small things. When we are sick, Jesus is very compassionate and hears every word we say. And also willing to help, he loves it when we act like Peter and tell Jesus our concerns. He loved it when we bring even our minor problems to his attention in prayer for his healing power, thanking him always for his goodness. After healing Peter's mother-in-law, and after enjoying a meal in fellowship with Peter's family, his peaceful rest came to an end. We read, that evening, after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and all the demon possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and out of compassion, Jesus met them with mercy. Jesus did not scold them for bothering him so late. An hour. No, Jesus did not. Jesus just met them at the door. The whole town met him at the Jesus and healed many. He also drove out many demons. But he would not let them speak because they knew who he was. Why? Because Jesus did not need the testimony of demons to confuse the people. His preaching and miracles, along with a lot of prophecy, was enough to let the people know who he really was. So let's see what this passage applies to us today. First, we should never feel we are bothering the Lord with our prayers. Never. If our Lord was willing to help a whole city after he had a busy day preaching and healing, all of us can be assured that Jesus is willing to listen to us every time we come to him in prayer with our needs. We can say without a doubt that he loves when we trust his mercy enough to ask him for his guidance and his help. He loves being bothered by our prayers, but the question is, for whom should we pray for? Can we pray for people who are not members of this church? Absolutely yes. Just consider the passage. A whole town, believers and unbelievers, were brought before Jesus, and Jesus had compassion on them. Jesus loves when we bring people before him, even people who do not believe in him. And how is this done? By praying for them. Just as Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 2, I urge you then, first of all, that requests, prayers, and intercession and thanksgiving be made for everyone. Who is included in this everyone? Everyone. Even our enemies. Jesus said, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Matthew 5:44. Jesus wants to take everyone to him in prayer, and he promises to hear us. He will grant the healing to those who need it and send his gospel to those who have not heard it. He hears and answers our prayers according to his good and gracious will. He may even use us to share this message of his message of love to those we're praying for. We must look at Jesus and learn. Jesus is the sinless Son of God. If there's anyone who had a reason to skip prayer and worship in order to sleep, it was Jesus. But he never did. Why? Because he needed time to be with his Heavenly Father in prayer. As our passage says, very early in the morning, while it was still, Jesus got up, left the house, and went on to a solitary place where he prayed. What did Jesus pray about when he went to be alone? Based on what the Bible tells us, he prayed for strength and help as he faced dying on the cross for each one of us. He also prayed for others. He offered petition to God that God save people from their sins, which is exemplified by his words from the cross, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Luke 23. He prayed for the success of his gospel, for the protection of his disciples, the salvation of all, and the healing of the demon-possessed and the sick. As he prayed, he meditated on God's word, he found a peace and refreshment to carry on. If the sinless Son of God, found refreshment in prayer and meditation, imagine how much refreshment we can find with God in prayer. This is our great opportunity we can have every morning or evening or whenever to carve out a little time to present all our problems and the problems of others to bring them to our Lord in prayer. And then, through meditation of his word, what do we receive? Peace, rest, strength. Always hold on to his promise in John 14:13, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. So why do we follow Jesus? Do we follow him merely for healing? Do we follow Jesus so that our life might be a little bit easier? Or do we follow him because we believe that he is the Holy One of God? And to know that he has the word of eternal life in him. Let us rest assured, our Lord is compassionate, and he is concerned for our welfare. But that is not the greatest concern. His greatest concern is for our souls, our salvation, to recognize our sins in repentance, and to look at him in faith, knowing that our sins have been paid for by his perfect sacrifice on the cross. Praise the Lord for his great blessings. May the Holy Spirit keep us ever focused on his perfect love as we cling to him and him alone above all else. Amen.